Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having our good friend Nancy Anderson back on the show. Nancy is she's a career counselor. She's done that as an entrepreneur. She's done it professionally in her organization, and she now has her own practice. But she's also the author of the outstanding book, Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond, but more importantly for us, she's a very valuable member of our Brain Trust. Nancy Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me again. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Nancy. Talk to us about instincts. This isn't something that you spend a lot of time working on. And I said something in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming and what we were going to talk about. I said that if you have at least 10% of your hair is gray, and I also pointed out that, you know, some people might not know if they have gray hair, and I'm not saying which gender might not know that, but some people might not know that they have gray hair. But if you've been around long enough that you probably should have gray hair, you probably have come into possession of some instincts that you probably need to be paying attention to. What do you think, Nancy?
Yeah, I agree. Experience definitely plays a part in instinct, but what it really does, Jim, is it validates what you already know, but you were either too blind or you were too scared or you were too something to notice. Instinct, let me differentiate instinct from reason. Instinct is something that's an impulse. It comes very quickly. It's innate. It's what I call the jungle part of the personality where we're born with survival. But then we have reason, which develops later as our brain develops, you know, the ability to break things down into pieces. Instinct doesn't care anything about reason. It just jumps to the conclusion. Sometimes instinct can override the facts. And so what
really?
You have to do is you have to combine
why
both.
Sometimes instincts override the facts, but also reason sometimes is accompanied by justification.
Well, it's true, and that's what I want to differentiate. And that's why this is tricky, because sometimes you can have an impulse, an instinct, and then the brain, the mind comes in, the reasoning brain comes in and asks the question, well, how do you know that? And see, intuition is similar to instinct. Intuition just knows what it knows without knowing why it knows it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until later. Like, I had a business decision, I'm sure many of your audience members have done this, where you make a decision in your business, let's say that you fire somebody, and then 4 months later, you did that on instinct. Your instincts told you. Of course, you do have to have reasons in order to do that. But I'm just saying that early on, you knew that this was not going to work out. But you thought, well, maybe I need more information. Maybe I need more time.
The reason came in.
And then once it was done, then you got some kind of information from somebody somewhere who told you what you knew right away about this person. And that's how quickly instinct. Like, for example, in family members, like with my clients, a lot of them are bogged down because of entanglement with the family members that are draining their energy.
Mm-hmm.
And their instincts are telling them, you know, don't go to the reunion, you know, don't get involved because you're not going to be able to focus on your passion. That's a lot of the work I do with people is to try to get them to focus. And that's where instinct plays in. But see, in comes the conventional thinking. Say, well, you're supposed to get along with everybody in your family, which is nonsense.
Right.
You know, it depends on the family member who you're
going
to get along
with.
So
which is typically the most accurate, your instinct or your reason?
Well, it's hard to put them into either or like that, because I believe that you have to trust your instincts if you had to make a choice. Trust that gut reaction that you're having to something. And then later on, your reasoning can tell you why you had that reaction, because instincts are a lot connected to the feelings. And now when I say feelings, I'm not talking about emotion.
Right, but
emotional,
still.
Emotional, being, you know, all upset. Because as soon as you're all upset and if something is highly charged, then that's not instinct. Instinct is something that's very quiet. It's just like a knife cutting through something. It goes right to the heart of something. But if you're all emotional about something, then somebody's hooked you at some level with one of your complexes. So that's not instinct.
Well, it seems to me, years ago, I wrote a little piece about what I call the listening to the head or the heart or the gut. You know, the head is the has the reason, the heart has the emotions, and the gut has the instinct. It's you know, that's to me, that the gut is the instinct part of your thinking. And it seems to me that if you're, it just seems to me that instinct these days has, if you really want to be closer to the right decision, especially the older I get, Nancy. I spend more time listening to my instincts because my emotions allow me to vacillate. My reason allows me to justify, and the instincts don't care about any of that.
Exactly, and that's why they're so ruthless, and ruthless in the good sense, is that what instinct cares about is the truth, and the truth is just what it is. You know, you can cover it up, you can deny it. You can pretend, oh, no, that's not happening.
Right.
Like, if you have customers that are giving you a hard time, you knew the first interaction with it. I do. With the first interaction I have with a client, I know there's going to be trouble. Just by the way that they answer questions or what they don't do. And so now, you're right, I'm at the point now in my career, after 35 years of doing this, is that I can tell in a phone call whether I'm going to, in the first 5 minutes, whether I'm going to be able to work with this person, or even by the way they write the email.
Interesting.
When they first approach me.
Really?
Yeah, because my instincts are just so finely trained, and I trust them implicitly. I really listen to that first flash of thought. And, for example, it's like Miss Marple, you know, in the Agatha Christie, where she would solve mysteries by putting two and three and five together. You know, her experience, because she'd say, oh, you know, that reminds me of Johnny back when he went, you know, and then she puts that instinctual reaction to what she remembers about Johnny, this little boy in the village, to the murderer. And that's how instinct will connect the dots for you, but you have to have your mind be very quiet. And as you say, you don't want to have the reasoning mind come in and say, well, wait, maybe you're jumping to conclusions.
Don't you have to say, okay, what kind of a decision is this? Is this a decision about whether to spend the evening with somebody, or is this the decision about whether my business, around which my business could fail or succeed?
Well, especially when you're getting involved with something like a partnership, or like your upcoming guest is going to talk about buying a franchise, or any of those major decisions, you better believe you need to listen to your gut. Of course you need the facts. But when you go in and you sit down and you talk to someone, you can tell whether or not you can trust someone.
And the older you get, you should be getting better at this. Nancy, give us your website, please.
It's workwithpassion.com.
Workwithpassion.com. The book is called Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Nancy Anderson and I will be right back.
Mercy, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.